This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
We've been talking about this story that's coming out of a local newspaper. What's it called?
Stonebridge Post.
The Stonebridge Post, about a dentist who buys some dilapidated buildings. You know, they call them mansions, but is it a mansion if it's not in very good shape?
I think mansion years ago was Dunton Mansions. This is wealthy family.
Yeah.
Place, I guess, you know, it's just been abandoned for a long time.
Right. So, you know, he bought it for $240,000, which, you know, depending on where you are in the country, you understand that to be extraordinarily low for housing. Middle of the road for housing, certainly for something that large, it's low cost. Or, you know, some places would still consider $240,000 for a house a lot. But either way, I don't think anybody would consider $240,000 a lot for a mansion.
Twin mansions, too, this is.
This is two, okay.
Two mansions right next to one another.
And then he goes about refurbing them to turn them into offices and, you know, that sort of thing so that he can, you know, run his business and live there and that kind of thing going on.
Set up a nice retirement for himself.
And then they quadruple his taxes. He's not even done building.
This further supports my, you know, what I like to say to town parasites and at town meetings is the working class cannot retire because they're forced to pay for the retirements of the government sector.
Yeah.
The parasite class.
Absolutely. The parasite class is the only one that still has things like pensions and you know, these kind of things. I mean, all kinds of benefits that you, optical, dental, you're not getting that at work. Only they are.
That's what happens when you have no accountability.
So he's considering tearing down a part of the wings of this thing, part of the building. If he decides to tear down the twins' wings, he stresses that he would like nothing more than to be able to restore this mansion, which includes a hidden gem, a square wooden paneled room near the back, with intricate stained glass windows, a fireplace, carved trim. But there are also plenty of money pit nightmares to, like, rotten wood-stained wood, water-stained wood in the attic roof, at least in those places where there isn't sunlight coming through. When the Weatherstone Crossing Project was considering coming to town with Walmart, Vera mentioned the selectmen approved a tax abatement program to make it more affordable and more attractive for them. Each year for 5 years, the builders would have paid only a portion of the tax assessment, beginning with 10% and ending with 100% at 5 years. And he wonders if an offer like that might be a way to save the twins, that's the name of these this mansions, and allow him to finish the project. Built in 1860s, it is a common misconception that the Dalton twins were constructed by twin brothers, when in fact they were built by a successful merchant named Ephraim Dutton. It's Dutton twins, not Dalton. One was for him, and the other was for his son, Deacon Benjamin Franklin Dutton. The twin monikers refers to the fact that each of the there's two buildings, and they look the same. Anyway, I mean, basically, he could end up having to tear this building down in order to do this.
In order to afford it.
Yeah. And that's kind of what, and what's the town care? You know, what do they care?
They don't care. They just want money. They want as much money, any parasite, as much money as it can extract from the host.
And they're not going to negotiate. They don't have to negotiate. They may negotiate in this case because he's talking about tearing something down, and they want that revenue for the future. No. That's a possibility. But that's really the only thing this guy's got.
Do I tear down
the thing that I just spent money on or not?
It would be cool if a bunch of people called the town of Henniker, not town of Henniker, town of Hillsborough, New Hampshire, tax collector tomorrow, and let them know how they feel about this, that this guy has to destroy his place in order to afford it, basically. I mean,
this is going on all across the United States.
But tax collector needs to hear this.
Yeah, well, they...
Yeah, nobody ever talks to these people, tells them that, you know, hey, what you're doing is wrong, you know, I object to this, what's going to happen to me if I don't pay? Everybody just complies, it seems like.
So I knew the tax collector in the town I used to live in, and she was a pretty nice lady as far as tax collectors go. What would it have mattered had she decided that she's just, well, I'm getting too many calls here and I'm going to leave the job? Somebody's just going to take over the job and do it.
Sure. Or what I said to the tax collector in the town I'm on, I'd like you to help me try to figure out how to own my property so I don't have to pay the state rent. And she was like, I don't like having to pay taxes either. I agree with you. We should be able to own our property. And I says, all right, cool. I says, we're going to figure this out.
That'd be awesome to be able to figure out how to go from some kind of tax serf, which is basically what you are. I mean, property taxes come from quit rents, and quit rents are basically the amount that serfs had to pay the lord to be on the land. Usually it was done in grain, which was, you know, I mean, grain's effectively a currency. It's non-perishable, at least for in the short term. And they'd take that in and then sell it off.
Sharecroppers.
Yeah, more or less, that's what they were. And they had to give a portion of what they grew to the lord. And if he decides it's going to be more, then it's going to be more.
And if you don't have any more, they show up and they rough you up and they maybe, you know, take something else you have, some tools, some equipment.
They do whatever they want because they're in charge. And, you know, I'm sure all the other serfs are like, well, that's the king, so you got to do what the king says.
In this age of abundance that we now live in, this modern day, we don't need kings. We don't need lords.
No.
We don't need dictators. I am very convinced we don't need governments. Governments, I can't find any good that they do.
Well, I would say that a government is an organization, as a model, we need government, but I wouldn't say that necessarily that government needs to be monopolistic.
Or so centralized.
Right. I mean, you know, the idea that the town says, we're going to provide school. Okay. I don't want the school. Fine, you don't have to go to the school, but you have to pay for it. Well, why would I have to pay for something that I don't want? Because we've said we're going to offer that service. We're going to have cops. All right, well, what if I never call the cops? Well, you got to pay for them because they keep the town safe. Well, there's towns that don't have cops. No, that just doesn't matter. You got to pay for it because we have fire department. Like, whatever the service is that they say they're going to provide, you better pay for it or you're going to be out on the street. There's no option here. That's a monopoly. They're forced down your throat. It's not even a service that you could potentially live without. Let's say there's a monopoly, and for whatever reason, we'll call Microsoft a monopoly. People like to call it that. It's not. It's a market maker, but whatever. So if you don't want to use a computer, you don't have to. Even if Microsoft were a monopoly, it's not. You have the option of whether you use it or not. But the government, which has only true monopolies, are the ones that determine whether or not you're going to have to pay for police and school and fire and all these other things.
And one of our most common fundamental rights is a right to have property, the right to have this land. We all need to have somewhere to live, be able to have access to growing a garden or whatever. And we have a right to land. Nobody has a right to provide that land, but once I've owned and possessed the land, I believe it should be mine. And we're being denied our right to own land every single day, everywhere. And I'm surprised more people aren't upset about this, but it's getting to some pretty extreme standards.
Well, this is the frog boiling, right?
Yes.
You know, it all started with, it's a pretty reasonable amount. We're going to keep the dirt roads maintained. If so, there's a washout, we'll come in and bring in some fill and you know, take care of it. Well, it looks like the kids got to be able to read, so we're going to have a local schoolhouse and, you know, have a school marm there to take care of the kids. And all these things, they're all very reasonable until you start getting to the point where, you know, these people are completely unaccountable. And unaccountable people are not known for being really very thrifty. So decades later,
or even
hundreds
careful.
Of years later, the costs just keep going up.
They're not even careful.
No.
Because they're allowed to be sloppy. The only difference between drunken fishermen and government agents is drunken fishermen own their money they spend.
Right.
They earned it.
Yeah. Certainly more responsible. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk live on the radio. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
And we just finished up this story about property taxes, and I think that's something that people don't think about very often as far as government intervention and the inconsistency of the idea of ownership and then having to pay what effectively is a rent to stay on your property.
Especially if they're a renter. Yeah, I mean...
Well, renters don't really don't pay. I mean, they...
And there's most renters are pro-property tax and, you know, government employees.
Sure.
Based on my personal observations, like, I ask people about this every day.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, if you don't have to pay it, absolutely. Right. You want other people to pay it. That's how it goes. I mean, of course, I want everybody else to pay taxes to support a program that is bloated and inefficient so that I can use that program. Because what do I care if it's bloated and inefficient if I don't have to pay for it?
Well, just like if you got free free health care and your kid gets a sniffle, you know, everybody's, you know, a lot of these folks on, like, MassHealth was a big problem. They're at the ER once a week with their kid because it's got a sniffle. And this is, you know, one of the things really, you know, congesting the ER. And with the government employees, they don't care how much your property tax is because generally they get a sweetheart assessment. That happens a real lot. That is actually a news article that's been, you know, floating around for years from all different kinds of places and different examples. And, of course, they're making, you know, a living, a good living off of the people's taxes, so they just don't care.
They don't care. Going on, though, I think that something that hits the news a lot is minimum wage. There's been this fight for 15 and these sorts of things, and I've said... I've obviously been against minimum wage for a very long time. Not a surprise when you're dealing with a libertarian. But I think what is most interesting about it is that everybody, when they characterize the minimum wage, they characterize people who are, you know, two income, head of household, you know, making minimum wage, working many hours to make the bills meet and that kind of thing. I don't know what the percentage is these days. It used to be quite low, but maybe it's higher. I don't know. What the percentage of people who are working for minimum wage and paying rent and have kids and do these, you know, have the whole adulthood shtick going on. I have no idea, but I suspect it's still quite a bit of minority of people who make minimum wage. And the thing you got to consider about minimum wage is that it's the price for labor that is being trained. It's people coming into the marketplace. If you have two people, that adult we were talking about, at a $15 minimum wage, you have that one 25-year-old who's trying to make rent and has got a kid and, you know, all that stuff, and you have a 15-year-old, and you're the employer, and you got to decide who to employ. Well, you may very well decide to have the older person, because older people, the 25-year-old, because, you know, an older person is just more responsible, more experience in life and all that stuff. Now, what's that mean for the 15-year-old? Well, they just don't get a job.
And that's what's been happening. A lot of these kids,
right,
they're just playing on their device. They're, you know, sitting at home. They're going to after-school programs.
Yeah.
I'm really happy my dad put me to work when I was, like, 5 years old.
Right. You
clean those stalls.
I'm not even entirely sure when you could start claiming to have gone to work because, you know, you worked in the horse business and agriculture, and basically you started, by the time you could walk, you just began, you know, doing stuff. Your dad had things. But I was just a suburban night kid, but I started working at 12.
Yep, that's cool.
And
that's a good age to start working for a lot of kids.
You know, I mean, I think I learned more at the job than I did at school.
I bet
that's
you did.
Useful. Show up, smile at customers, don't treat them like crap. You know, the variety of things that one has to learn.
It's amazing how, you know, the social interaction skills are so required for almost any job that you can get right away. Like a job working any kind of retail at whatever it is. You need to interact with people, and you can't do it via Facebook or text message or something.
And now this generation of kids, they're going to work later and later all the time, and you know, all they do is complain about their jobs. They're depressed as they could possibly be. I bet they're fun to work with. I bet they're great to have weight on you. And I mean, it's a cycle that doesn't look good to me, and it all is associated with the minimum wage. Got an article here from Fosters.com. Sarah Scott reports in New Hampshire, we have a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the direction our economy is going. New Hampshire does have a good economy. Record low unemployment, record high workforce participation, record high revenue from business taxes, and top economic growth in the region make for an environment of opportunity that is lifting Granite Staters up the economic ladder. Chris Sununu, that's the governor, veto of a bill that would have raised the state's minimum wage, provides another boost. Backers of the increase are well-intentioned, but the outcome of raising the minimum wage would be the opposite of their stated desire, fewer jobs and less opportunity. I don't know that I think that that's necessarily true. There's not a lot of people in New Hampshire making less than $15 an hour, I'm guessing.
And there's a McDonald's that I walked through the other day. It's in a gas station with a McDonald's in it,
uh-huh.
And it's in Derry. Starting wage, $12.50 an hour.
Okay, so it's getting, you know, they're really close to that $15 already.
There's another sign, a scaffolding place down the road from my house, $18 an hour.
Right, there's a grocer here in town that I see their signs up that says $22.50 for warehouse work. Now, I've done warehouse work, and I'm not going to say it's easy.
That's
but
good
it's
work,
not
though.
Hard. You
That's
know?
Good work.
I mean, you know, you got your back's in play, but... But people can do it.
It's really good teenager work. The problem is, it's probably someone using a forklift, so you probably got to be 18 to work there, you know, for the insurance and all that.
It'd be great if teenagers could do it, but certainly 20-year-olds can do it very easily, and that's good pay. And that means that, I mean, see, the market will, you don't need to put a minimum wage at $5, because nobody would work for less than $5 in New Hampshire. If they would work for less than $5, that should be their business. But they're probably pretty difficult to employ.
I have actually, a couple days ago, I had an 8-year-old at my house for a few days, my nephew. And that's what I paid him, $5 an hour.
And how old was he?
Eight.
Eight, yeah.
And I gave him a little tip because he did a great job.
Good.
He went and filled up all the trash cans with the demolition trash and
right.
Picking up nails with the magnet. And he was thrilled.
Yeah.
Make $5 an hour.
That an 8-year-old should be getting $5 an hour, really. And, you know, that's between you and your nephew. It's, and it has, it should be. So the marketplace sets a minimum wage, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I can't hire anybody for less than 15. Actually, I really can't hire anybody for less than $25 an hour that's actually competent.
Right.
That's going to show up and, like, can do the job.
Yeah, that's, I had a farm at one point and was trying to get people to work, come out and work for $10 an hour or $12 an hour. It's been a little while. It was difficult.
Yeah.
Every person deserves the opportunity to use their unique talents to provide for their family, contribute to the community, and find gratification from their work. The role of state government is to allow for expanded opportunities for workers, not to limit them. Many business owners take chances by hiring entry-level workers. In assuming this risk, they give some of the youngest and most vulnerable an opportunity to enter a new field and gain valuable knowledge that will assist them in the pursuit of their career goals. And this is a point that I love raising. It's really important. What do you think? Should minimum wage be raised? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Miami-Dade County's mayor is getting in front of Hurricane Dorian, reminding residents now is the time to make sure hurricane plans have been updated.
These are things that we should all have been prepared for. If you haven't, it's probably a good time to buy some food for 3 days, have some water stocked up for 3 days.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says no decision has been made about possible evacuations or opening shelters, as now the county will operate normally. Talking to reporters at the Pentagon on Wednesday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says China remains a top concern for the U.S. military.
It is clear that China is engaging in a deliberate strategy to undermine the stability of the region. It is clear the values and behaviors of the Chinese Communist Party do not align with the vast majority of states.
And Democratic Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, is ending her presidential campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash right at your store. You can get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And this is a great way to create a new loyal customer base, because they've got a little map there at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com so that you can find the businesses that accept cryptocurrency in your area, and people are doing that. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So, going on with this article here from Fosters.com about the minimum wage, and specifically talking about in New Hampshire, but yeah, maybe that's why I saw the article, but minimum wage is a bad idea generally.
I like how in the article, when I look at it on my phone, the ad I see is now hiring. Join our team.
Yeah, right.
And some local company is advertising to me, hey, we want to hire you.
Yeah, the one of the problems with the minimum wage is that, sure, it's a great idea when the market's expanding, when labor's at when unemployment's at an all-time low and that kind of thing. Sure, it's a great idea. It seems like a wonderful idea. Let's set these rates in stone. But then you have a market contraction, and labor becomes less valuable, and it's, you know, like we had the downturn from, well, I don't even know when to call it. Let's call it 2008 just for kicks. you had that situation. Well, the price of labor necessarily had to contract, but it couldn't contract below a certain point because of minimum wage. And that means that young people that would have otherwise gone to work and earned a little bit of money to buy, I don't know what young people buy these days, but, you
pay
know,
rent.
iTunes. No, I mean really young people. I'm talking about, you know. I believe
teenagers, okay.
That minimum wage laws in the United States have destroyed a generation of workers.
Oh, absolutely.
Or at least
certainly helped.
Decimated it. And that's rough. I went to work at 12 years old, and I haven't stopped since. And I think it's because it gives meaning to life. I'm a big proponent of work. And when these kids don't have something to do, they don't have any motivation. Well, idle hands do the devil's work.
All the kids that, like, hung out at our farm, they had work ethic because we just put them all to work. And a lot of these kids were, you know, 13 years old. They wanted to go work a real job. 12 years old, they wanted to work a real job.
Yeah.
And they could do it just fine. They actually had some pretty good skills already. But they couldn't because of this work permit, you know, crap. Massachusetts, I don't know if that's everywhere. But basically, if you were, you couldn't get a job at, like, I don't know, a McDonald's running a cash register until you're 14, and if you were younger than 16, you had to have a permit, mm-hmm. and the permit was some nonsense that had something to do with some truancy officer or something, like, sign off on it that, like, you get, like, good grades in school, or you haven't skipped
actually
school.
Found a truancy officer?
I don't know. I remember, I never applied for one of these things, but this is what kids were telling me. This is, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, right in, you know, Massachusetts. And a lot of them, it was just so difficult for them to actually get some job that they wanted to go do. We just put them to work. Just had a lot
in
of
agriculture,
work
you can. Agriculture is exempted from.
It wasn't really agriculture. It was a farm. My dad was a horse trader. We bought and sold horses. We bought and sold hay.
I think that's fine.
But we just because we could. But and I had a friend who had a paving company, and he'd put a lot of these kids to work. And he was, you know, every now and then somebody would say, hey, you know. OSHA's gonna own you, and he'd be like, oh, they're my nephews and need something to do, you know, and he put a bunch of us to work, you know, 13, 14 years old, shoveling asphalt.
Researchers at the University of Washington who looked at Seattle's 2015-2016 increase from $9.47 per hour to $13 per hour concluded that it led to about 5,000 workers losing their jobs and to low-wage workers losing an average of $125 a month. Simply setting a higher minimum without regard to productivity reduces the opportunities for workers to gain experience in a field by limiting employers' ability to take on more employees and accept the risk of less experienced workers. The result would be decreased opportunities for those who most need a job and experience to improve their lives. If you've never had a job, it gets harder and harder to convince somebody to give you $15 an hour.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have actually had some kids that have wanted to come work with me. The hardest part is getting them to my place, but they're like, you don't even have to pay me. I just want to learn. I want the experience. And I think that's really cool. It's kids want to actually develop some skills.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Says David the bigot there.
Are you a bigot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you know it.
I'm gonna be today anyway.
Does that have anything to do with minimum wage?
No, but on minimum wage, that's unconstitutional. So you should start a revolution and overthrow your government like we did the Brits because they deserve it because they're doing illegal stuff like minimum wage laws.
Okay.
Yeah. Inflation.
Yeah, and same thing goes for property taxes. They're far excessive, far beyond what the Constitution allows. Except for those of us who have figured out how to beat the system and only pay $50 a year in property tax.
How do you do that?
Well, you live in an area where the property values are low, yep. And the property taxes are equally low, and you live in a property that doesn't have much value, and you get taxed extremely low.
So how do you keep the value of your property low? Is it just like kind of a... mobile home sitting on some land in New Mexico?
Yeah, if you buy an aftermarket or used manufactured home,
yep.
They don't appreciate, they depreciate.
Yeah, they depreciate quickly.
Yeah, and actually you can make them as nice as you want with your own two hands or by hiring carpenters, and the value won't go up because they use a schedule. You know, this make and model of manufactured home, you know, 1983,
okay,
whatever, it's worth X, you know, and by the time that they're 3 decades old, they're all worth about $1,000.
Right.
So, and then they tax you $25 a year on that $1,000. And they tax you, you're sitting on a 1 acre lot, they tax you $25 for that, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I've certainly imagined this at times. I also have imagined doing the motorhome thing where, you know, I think you probably have to trade the taxes that the mobile home park would charge you. But, you know, ultimately you can drive around in what they call boondock, you know, parked in places.
Yeah, but you might as well, you can drive around in boondock, but you might as well just buy an acre of land for $500 or $1,000, and then you don't got to drive around in boondock. You can
just park on it and you know, put a septic system in, and you're fine.
Until somebody comes looking around and says, or until somebody gets upset at you and they go tell the tax assessor, and you know, the assessor company go, oh, there's a $100,000 motorhome there, and this is what they did to some people up in Grafton, New Hampshire.
No, I can't even imagine how you do tax something with wheels.
They do. They tax it as residential square footage, and then one of the guys went and registered one of these motorhomes, and because the motorhome was like, I don't know, 2013 or something or whatever, they called it like a $100,000 motorhome, and then he had to pay. Yeah, you know, it was like $850 a year for the motorhome registration,
for the tag, yeah,
because it was, you know, the value, and it was only a few years old.
You can jurisdiction shop when it comes to motorhomes and find the right states to.
He just went down to the local town hall because they said that they're gonna. But it would have been cheaper for him in that particular instance, I think, just to pay the square footage tax than he actually pay the registration tax.
Right. So, anyway, back to the biggest stuff. I wanted to take the opportunity to follow up on what I had called you on before when you were talking about you gave NPR a promotional plug one day.
Hold the line. We'll find out what David's feeling bigoted about today. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're allowed to call in about anything here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do for a living. We open up the airwaves so that you can call in and talk about what you want. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Tell you about My Magic Mud. I have been delighted to have My Magic Mud as an advertiser here during their summer push to get you to, well, increase your oral health. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay, and it's clinically proven to whiten teeth. I'm convinced it also cleans my teeth better than any other product. Bentonite clay is what's bentonite clay do? They put it in livestock feed, right?
So bentonite clay, we used to mix it with the dairy feed, and what it will actually do is it will basically it doesn't become active until it comes in contact with a certain type of mold, and in the mold that we were using as a target was these mold spores from alfalfa hay.
Uh-huh.
And on these big dairies, the hay is always a little wet. Sometimes there's haylage.
There's always going to be some mold in hay.
Yeah. And
it's got to be really fresh to avoid that.
And these mold acorns, when they get to these mold spores, when they get to the temperature of the cow's gut and the right moisture, they will attach to the intestine of the cow. But literally, we would put, like, I don't know, a couple of shovelfuls of this bentonite clay, which is like 25 or 30 pounds to, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 tons of feed.
Right.
And just mix it in a feed truck. And, I have friends who take baths in bentonite clay. I have friends who have it capsulized in their bug-out bag in case you're, like, if going to drink some water that you're not unsure of in a very dangerous situation. A little bentonite clay with it might save your life.
My Magic Mud is available in most health food stores, Amazon, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. Please, pick some up. If you want to get some at a discounted price, and who doesn't, go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20. That'll get you 20% off. It's MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. And my endorsement for this product could not be higher. I have said that if you listen to nothing else I say on the air, you don't have to agree with anything I say. I still say, get My Magic Mud. This is the one thing I think you should listen to me for, because, well, I think you should listen to everything I say because I'm like that. But, you know, My Magic Mud, I love this product. I haven't been without it. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
It can only benefit your life, really.
Right. I mean, what's the worst case scenario here? You have cleaner teeth? Let's go to back to David, who seems upset about something. David, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Worst
worst thing that could happen, the Bennine train could derail on your family farm and blow white dust all over the place.
Well, no train tracks next to my house, but, yeah, well, I suppose it could jump the tracks from Vermont.
Yeah, hearkening back to the story I told you on a previous episode when that happened to me when I was a little kid, Bennine train.
I remember you telling us about that.
Busted open. It was kind of cool. It was like having Fort Walton Beach sand dunes in the cornfield until they cleaned it up. Bigoted, let's see. So NPR, on a couple different occasions, Mark expressed favor for NPR. And I still listen to it from time to time here and there, more than I'd like to admit. And I used to listen to it regularly earlier in life until, you know, recently, meaning the last decade especially, I started to notice how anti-me they are, meaning, you know, if I'm white, Anglo, Saxon, Protestant, straight male, that's exactly what they're against. If you try to do an objective study of their programming, public radio, public TV, but especially public radio, as I have done, I've paid attention. You know, it's not a scientific study, but I've paid attention. And, every minority, every demographic that I'm not is continuously represented, whereas there's very little favorable representation of the white male, so on, on public radio, to the point where it's quite obvious it's by intention and not simply by coincidence.
And so is that why you listen to us now?
Well, first of all, let me say that you are the single best program on radio, period, okay? And yes, you have some of the demographic that I object to involved in your organization, but yet you're still the best radio program on air for my taste. Public radio.
So what's Kai Rizdahl? I mean, you know, this is the guy that, runs Marketplace, or he's the voice of Marketplace. I would presume he fits the...
No, well, by that, I think you're doing that on purpose. Kai Rizdahl, both first name and last name, sounds like a Scandinavian name.
I don't know, does it?
But let me give an extreme example. And probably the single most well-known program on public radio in syndication is probably Fresh Air.
Terry Gross.
Yeah. Terry Gross is... And so
she even gets mentions in the industry magazines, and nobody else does. She's the only NPR person you're probably going to hear's name inside Talkers magazine's articles.
Right. So what I'm specifically objecting to be very clear, is leftist, and unfortunately for, you know, the Jewish population in this country are... extremely overrepresented, you know, in media, in every part of media, movies and whatever, but we're talking about public radio. And I pick on Terry Gross because she's an extreme example of favoritism. If you listen, I go ahead and listen to any program she has and do a tally to the best of your abilities as to the demographics of all of the proper nouns that are used, meaning people's names, places' names, et cetera, but people... You know, if the Jewish population is 2% of the American population, they're probably literally the majority of the proper nouns on Terry Gross's Fresh Air.
Well, I wouldn't doubt. And generally, Hollywood is. It was set up by Jews. I mean, the vaudeville, they're performers. And it's not a surprise that people get into the trade that their parents got into. That's been going on since.
It's not a surprise, but in this day and age, public radio is not entertainment. Public radio's main function is not like Hollywood is to be entertainment, even though we know that Hollywood is using their entertainment to do the exact same thing as news radio is doing. But NPR is in the business of pretending to be news radio, informative opinion. They're trying to influence your vote,
sure,
is the bottom line.
But, but entertainment is a means to an end for the person who's doing it. So I do a radio program. Why do I do it? Well, for one, I want to get I need a job. But two, I'm an extrovert, and I want people to listen to me. I mean, I could have continued on being, a publisher of a magazine, that sort of thing. But I found that I got a better outlet for that thing inside of me that just like, hey, look at me, listen to what I've got to say. You know, that that whole extrovert thing. And I wouldn't say that it. I'm not amazed that people that are extroverted want people to pay attention to them. They just find ways to do it. It used to be the preacher that would go around, you know, the itinerant preacher that goes around and preaches to people. Well, he was just talking about the things that people were willing to listen about. Now I talk about things that people are willing to listen about.
But I'm not talking about simply being extroverted. What I'm talking about is trying to influence everyone else's life.
Well, I am trying to do that.
Well, I'm trying not to talk about
Google and Facebook may influence people's life a heck of a lot more than NPR. You're talking about, influence.
NPR has a huge amount of influence, and they're trying to influence your vote. They started out, I remember when I was a kid, I'm talking about public TV now, but I remember when Sesame Street started, and I remember being in an NGO, a non-governmental organization that was getting grant monies, and I was there for daycare, and children, especially those of parents of, like, for instance, single mothers. They have a captive audience. I remember them specifically taking us up every day to watch Sesame Street. That was part of the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you don't know anything as a kid, but you put it all together years later as an adult, that public TV and public radio were being funded to a great degree, to a high degree, by tax dollars. And then they were putting out leftist material that got progressively more and more left and more political as the decades went by. And then it hits you that as a kid, you were sat down to watch this taxpayer-funded leftist material that, so they're basically programming and brainwashing children, just like subjecting them to the Pledge of Allegiance, like you like to talk about. And they were doing that on a daily basis. And then fast forward, four decades later.
I think you've got a point here, David. We all have to pay for it, whether we like it or not. Thanks for the call.
I say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Harmon, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.